Have you heard the story about how Bemidji State Hockey came into existence? To hear RH Bob Peters tell the story, a student by the name of Ed Johnson, hailed from International Falls, in 1946 went to the president of Bemidji State, wasn't called Bemidji State at that time, and said, "President, we need a hockey team." The president agreed. He gave Johnson and the rest of the team a whopping $100 for sticks that year, and in 1946, Bemidji State Hockey started. Ed Johnson went on to captain that first Beaver hockey team, a team that wore football jerseys for their uniforms. Does that sound like a program that would back down from a challenge even 70 years later? I think not. Bowling Green might have won the game last night, taking the first out of this best out of three series. But you see, it says best out of three. Bemidji State still has two games in which to win to advance to the WCHA title game. You see, the first captain of the Beavers, Ed Johnson, he didn't back down from a challenge. Either does this year's captain, or this year's team, for that matter, back down from a challenge either. Last night, kind of a strange game. But then again, that's kind of the story of college hockey in the playoffs. Bowling Green scored first, Beavers answered. Garnaccio being bothered by Mercier. Centering pass, the Beavers score! What were you saying about no bad shots?
That was from the goal line. That wasn't on the end line, but hey. Phil Marinaccio is going to get credit. Just turned and whipped it towards the net.
BSU would score again to go up 2-1.
Cuts towards the right. Now goes driving towards the net. Backhand shoot. Scores! What hands for Miles Fitzgerald. Pulled it in tight. Got around his man to the backhand and up and over the shoulder. It's 2-1 Beavs.
I think he surprised the Bowling Green Falcon defense.
And once again, Bowling Green would answer. Unfazed, Bemidji State would go up again 3-2.
Beavers will steal it. Miles Fitzgerald, high slot down low, Nate Arns for the shot. Finally scores! Michael Bitzer is going to want his back. Chris Nell's going to want that one back. The Beavers back on top 3-2.
Only to have Kevin DeFore tie it and then win it in overtime.
Smith through traffic, blocked by Nate Arns. Smith gets it back. That one's kicked aside by Eichstead. The rebound off the end wall, and Bowling Green scores. Sitting there on the backside with 2:37 into overtime, BG takes game one.
Have you ever seen a Bemidji State hockey team back down from a challenge? Me either. The team might have been depressed last night after losing, but they're amped up to go again tonight because their season is on the line for the second straight week. Surrender? Back down? Those terms aren't in the Beaver hockey vocabulary. Well, I can't guarantee you that Bemidji State is going to win tonight. I guarantee you that they'll have the same mindset that Ed Johnson had back in 1946. Game 2, Beavers and Bowling Green Falcons. The Noosa pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network.